Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We recognize that the application of IHL can pose considerable challenges when using explosive weapons in populated areas. That is in particular true for the application of the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in the event of an attack. As the draft declaration recognizes, many armed forces already today implement operational policies and practices designed to avoid and in any event minimize civilian harm. There are various national and international handbooks on the matter, such as NATO's The Protection of Civilians Allied Command Operations Handbook, that aims at building a strong protection of civilians approach. We believe that it is of paramount importance to focus on strengthening such policies and practices. We are convinced that we can substantially improve the protection of civilians from the harm stemming from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas by systematically comparing and exchanging the existing national and international approaches by developing a compilation or toolbox of good practices. This toolbox could then be used as a basis for trainings and exchanges with interested armed forces to provide additional certainty on how to best protect civilians when conducting military operations and therefore lead to an effective change on the ground. Para 3.3, as has been sufficiently underlined by many, many delegations, including my own, is obviously a pivotal part of the declaration. It has a particular relevance for states with active military operations, whose participation in this process will be vital for the effectiveness of the declaration, both with regard to implementing its commitments in their own military policies and procedures, but also when it comes to the pivotal sharing of military good practices that we discussed under Section 4. We therefore appeal to all participants to bear this in mind when discussing this paragraph in an inclusive manner and keep a focus on the draft text and the group of potential subscribers to ensure an effective declaration and follow-on process that can really reduce civilian harm on the ground. We appeal to all participants to exert maximum willingness to compromise and will do so ourselves. So at this stage, we will not add to your burden of weighing different proposals to bring about more convergence on this difficult paragraph. Its pivotal role notwithstanding, paragraph 3.3 should not be looked at in an isolated manner. Rather, paragraph 3.3 formulates the core principle of the declaration, that is, adopting and implementing policies and practices to avoid civilian harm. Paragraph 3.4 then specifies that also this means taking into account direct and indirect or reverberating effects when planning military operations and executing attacks, including battle damage assessments to the degree feasible. And paragraph 3.5 refers to the stage after an attack with regard to explosive remnants of war. In Germany's view, the trinity of paragraphs 3.3, 3.4, and 3.5 adequately reflects a commitment that also takes into account the effects of an attack that are not direct. As some delegations have pointed out that they are not comfortable with referring to the notion of reverberating effects, we propose to refer to indirect effects in paragraph 3.4 instead. It is our impression that the notion of indirect effects is an already widespread and applied concept. As already presented during our statement on Section 4, we believe that we would benefit from a systematic comparison and exchange on the notion of foreseeable indirect effects in the context of the follow-up process to this declaration. Thank you very much.